every mu'min, every Muslim, every believer should have this desire, and we're all hopeful that the mu'min has this desire, that how much enjoyment should come, how much satisfaction should come, that we with regards to our destination, with ease and comfort, if we attain our manzil. In other words, we go with ease to the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us enter, allows us to enter into paradise. And after entering into paradise, Allah ta'ala, due to our amal, our deeds that Allah ta'ala has given us, the tawfiq, the capability to implement those deeds in the world, good deeds, with Allah's fadl and karam, if Allah accepts those deeds, and according to the capacity, according to the status of our actions, Allah gives us our reward in hereafter. This is a very big desire. And desire is on one side, dream is on one side. And if it's fulfilled, that's another matter. But alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, this is such a desire that Allah Ta'ala Himself has prescribed to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also prepared for us how to fulfill this desire. And we also have the means to fulfill this desire. And Allah Ta'ala has explained to us in detail how to fulfill this desire and how to adopt the means to fulfill this desire. So what a big point. Three things I've discussed: that we become successful, we go into paradise, and our deeds get accepted. And then those amal, after they're accepted, Allah Ta'ala, according to those amal, their darajat, their status, Allah gives us the reward also. So brothers, how can we do this now? Can this be done or not? It can be done for this reason, because Allah Ta'ala has told us that this will happen, and whoever wants can attain all of these results. So what we understand is that how then, Allah, do we attain this? Allah says, work hard, make effort, do ibadah, worship, and implement voluntary actions, recite the Quran, do dhikr, adhkar, do hajj, umrah, do amal as much as possible. This is one straightforward way, isn't it? To attain these good results, this is what we do, isn't it? Me and you, we're trying. If you ask, why are you working hard, we want to go into Jannah, Allah is happy with us, and we get darajat and levels, what will we do for all of this? If we have this desire, we'll do what we've just discussed, what I've said, that we'll run left, right and center, and why have you come to pray salah, why are you praying? We could have just gone to sleep. We could have had a chit-chat and a gossip. No, I've come for this reason, so if I come, we will please Allah, and then we'll get a reward in Jannah, and our hereafter will be better, and we'll get the levels and rewards in the hereafter. This is it, isn't it? Yes, if everyone's gone, a few of you have remained behind for the dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah. Did they not have a need? You had the need, say subhanallah. So these are decisions that Allah will make, isn't it? That they cannot be the same, can we? They cannot be the same. That black and white is not the same, is it? And if you have intense sunlight and the shade, they're two opposites. So we see the differences. Allah said that person didn't feel he had a need. He thinks he's made, he's gone. But people like you, me, we're miskeen, the poor souls, we say we have a need. Maybe due to this gathering, the sadaqah of this gathering, Allah will make us successful. Isn't it? Okay, we didn't come ourselves, did we? Who brought us here? Allah brought us here. Why did Allah bring us here? Because Allah Ta'ala knew about our desires, but Allah also knew about our weakness. So when we had a desire, then Allah gave us the courage, determination and passion, and we came running to the gathering. So what are we? We are. And the others, that the points that come into mind about good deeds, they try to suppress. What is this waswasa that's coming into my head? What's this game that they're telling me to go to the masjid? He's trying to encourage me to go to the masjid. What's happening here? Why have I gone upside down? I wanted to work. I wanted to do business. Why is my thought going towards ibadah? Let's go and sit in dhikr. That I met Hazrat once. Somebody said to me many times, don't go, he's a magician, he'll cast a spell on you. Don't go to his majlis. If I go once, then you'll have a desire to go more. And I go for that once. One occasion he told me not to go, and we were enjoying ourselves in dunya. People say this, don't they? So we try to suppress those good desires. So this is, do you understand what I'm saying? what will we understand? All of these things I've explained to you. What do we do to attain this? We do amal. We practice, we try. But brothers, shall I tell you something else? That from these amal, these deeds, we will not get these results. This is where we don't understand. We need to practice deeds, no doubt, but not just from amal. The salah, hajj, fasting, everything we're doing, this will not give the results that I discussed earlier. No. There's another method, or there's something else that Allah Ta'ala has prescribed. And if we don't combine that with amal, then I will say you'll have a desire. Allah explains to us that my deeds that I've performed, Allah, I want them to be accepted. So Allah Ta'ala says, you're implementing deeds, but you're doing those actions that maybe are not being accepted. So we have to do that action that Allah Ta'ala then accepts our deeds. Say subhanAllah. So here is where the gap is in our lives. So up till here, we understand and we realize that we need to implement deeds, good deeds. And Nafs says, just do these acts of worship. Carry on, carry on, carry on. Don't worry. But we don't think that next, that our deeds, will they be accepted or not? Will Allah like our deeds? And in comparison to this, will we get the result? And then we just say, no, that's enough. I don't need to worry about if Allah is going to accept them. Just pray Salah, go and do Hajj. That's enough for me. I don't need to do anything more. That this is where we lose out. This is where we lose out. Salah mentioned from the Quran, what does the Quran say? Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Because the Quran gives us other advice that it's not about amal. There's something else that you need on top of this. It's not just deeds. You need to do something additional for the deeds to be accepted. What is that? Allah Ta'ala says, if that doesn't come, then you will not succeed. Then with amal, your life, it turns towards another direction with deeds. If you don't have that condition to get the deeds accepted. So a person who has this element in his life, then he has the element that Allah Ta'ala says that you don't need to even try hard. You don't need to do 10 umrahs. Or do 10 hajj, etc. No. Allah says, do less. Alhamdulillah, I will accept that as well. Allah says, I will accept that as well. If you have this element, if you can't get up for tahajjud, no problem. If you can't recite too much Quran, no problem, Allah says. But do this action that I'm about to tell you. And Allah says that you will get the three results that we want. We try so hard and work hard with regards to effort and deeds and amal. Allah says the real point, the factor, the underlying factor, due to which your deeds will be accepted, Allah says, I'll make you successful, I'll enter you into Jannah, and I will accept your deeds, and from your deeds I will elevate your status and rank as well in the hereafter. Shall I tell you what the Quran says about this? What is that? Allah says, istiqamat, steadfastness, say subhanallah. If you understand what I'm saying, what is it? Istiqamat, to be steadfast, say subhanallah again. Subhanallah. You have salah? You're praying salah, praying salah. If you have istiqamat, it's accepted. Otherwise, it's rejected or waste. Any good deed that an individual does, any good deed, and if a person doesn't have steadfastness, regularity, consistency in the deed, Allah says you cannot have that deed accepted. If you combine regularity, consistency, steadfastness, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ Allah says in the Quran. The Quran speaks. Allah says, look, those people who have given the tawfiq, the ability to do good deeds. Allah has given everything, isn't it? Allah has given you the ability, okay, pray salah. I'll give you the ability, okay, do dhikr of Allah. I'll give you the tawfiq, okay, do this wazifa. I'll give you the tawfiq, I'll do my tasbihat, Allah says. Who's given us the ability? Allah. Permission. So Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ That those people who Allah Ta'ala has permitted, in other words, those who accept Allah, believe Allah, they've accepted all of Allah's hukam. They've started to pray salah, fasting, hajj, giving zakat, and leaving the sins. These are both amal, remember. Just like salah is an amal, in the same way to leave lying is also amal. We don't think leaving the sins is a good deed. We say, no, this is salah, amal. Pray salah, and after that you can lie, no problem. No. This is not the case. Keep the fast, we say, is amal, good deeds. But in the same way, to take interest, to do wrong, to consume haram, to do unlawful deeds, to leave these unlawful deeds is also amal. But we don't balance out. And this is a very bad deception. These are both amal. And for both, we need istiqamat, regularity. Just like to do a good deed, we need to be consistent, regular. Even in the same way, we need to be regular, consistent in leaving sins. For example, if I say I'm going to lie, then I need to be consistent in that action. Remember this. So, Rabbunallah, both are included. Allah Ta'ala gives us the ahkams, Allah says, when you accept Allah's orders, embrace them, Allah says, whatever you do good, I'll give you reward. Allah has opened the path for us, given us the tawfiq to pray salah, and Allah gives us the ability, the passion to do tazkiyah. Allah has given us a wali Allah. Then Allah gives us more tariqas, and Allah gives us sunnah, sharia, and gives us the awareness and the desire. He revives us. Who does all of this? Allah does this, isn't it? And this is what Allah tells us, inna alladhina qalu rabbunallah, subhanallah. And this is rabbunallah. Allah says, Allah Ta'ala has given us this and this. Don't make it a game. Don't joke with it. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it lightly. Allah has given us a sheikh. We think, oh, shall I leave my sheikh? Shall I keep my sheikh? After a while, okay, no, I'll keep my sheikh. Why should I leave? This is piri muridi. Is this a game? Oh, I think, okay, I'll leave this relationship after a while. Oh, okay, I'll keep the sheikh and benefit from the sheikh. Oh, what's the point of going to dhikr? Okay, today we'll go, we won't need to go tomorrow. And who gave the tawfiq to do dhikr? Allah gave. Imagine this. Yes, we'll realize those people who don't pray salah, those who don't obey Allah's orders, but those who Allah's given their hakams, and they play games with the orders of Allah. Yes, and take them for granted. Allah's given a big tawfiq. Think about it. If you look at hadith, you got stacks of hadith. As a shaykh al hadith, rahmatullahi, has written books, fat books, full of text and kitabs, and other great shaykhs, scholars, hadith, Bukhari, Sharif, the collections about the dhikr of Allah, the praise of the dhikr of Allah. There are so many, you lose count. Praise of hadith, Quranic verses, our pious predecessors, their lives, the khankas, from all four corners, there's invitation towards the dhikr of Allah. What a great point. Then me and you, if we get this deed, dhikr of Allah, who gave this? Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, who gave the tawfiq? Allah gave the tawfiq. Allah gave the bill. We're tired, we're feeling sleepy, there's old age, but Allah's given us the tawfiq. Okay, we'll sit down in the dhikr of Allah. We'll sit down. Yes, what a great result, achievement. And who is that person? That person who Allah Ta'ala likes. I gave this person tawfiq, but this person, after crushing his desires, and then he was regular and steadfast in these actions. Like in this masjid you have dhikr, in this masjid, and there are some people that I always see their faces in this masjid. Subhanallah, I always see their faces. They're tired, the poor souls, some are upset, they've got distress. But they sit down, they give up the time, they're always present in this majlis. And these are those people who the Quran is praising. Listen, the Allah Ta'ala is praising the amal that they've come to dhikr. Allah is saying, it's a great deed coming to dhikr. Allah is praising what deed? That this person has been given the tawfiq. And thumma istaqamu, Allah says, subhanallah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. I gave him the tawfiq, the ability to do good deeds. I opened the doors for this person. And then he adopted regularity. He was steadfast, consistent, and repetitive. Oh, subhanAllah, if you pray salah, it won't be good. Is there no other place to pray? So, think about this. Think about this. So, with that, Allah Ta'ala said that if I give tawfiq to someone to do amal, so what's the other amal we should do? We should be regular, consistent, repetitive. What's the meaning of istiqamat? The pious predecessors have said, what about istiqamat? That amal, don't leave it. Don't leave it, that amal. Don't discard that amal. Be steadfast and regular on that. We have to do this deed. Because Allah has given the tawfiq to me. How can I leave this deed? Then look back that I, in comparison to me, so many people, this masjid was full, they've all run away. And Allah sat me down. Should I not be grateful to Allah that I should adhere to this gathering? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. I should adhere to this gathering. What need do I have that I'll be regular in the week? It's once a week. What difference does it make to me once a week? I have to sit down. Okay, if there's a sharia excuse or a valid excuse, fine. But Allah says, if a valid excuse comes, some problem has overcome you, you can't come, don't come. But Allah says, I will write down that you are included in that reward, in that gathering. Allah Ta'ala likes so much an action when a person's regular in an action, subhanAllah. That you cannot praise enough a person who becomes regular. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. The second condition, Allah says, don't leave the deed now. I've given you the ability to do deed. Subhanallah, one tasbih you repeat every day. Don't leave that tasbih now. I've given you the tawfiq. I've given you the tawfiq to do my dhikr. Don't leave that action. Allah says, where do we lose out? That with desire and passion, we say, I'm going to do this now, I'm going to do that. Give me bayah shaykh, tell me dhikr, tell me what to do. But we don't know what's to come after. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That only from hundreds of thousands, there are few people who are steadfast, and they are the people who are successful. And then, instead of deeds, what do we need? Not just deeds, we need manzil, destination, route. focus. Allah says, what's the focus? You've accepted my ibadat, I've given to you the actions, then you are regular and steadfast on those actions. Then Allah Ta'ala says further, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allahu Akbar. That this person's become successful, he has no fear, no grief. Allah says, what's the example? That person who's steadfast, Allah says, they have no fear or grief, they should not be afraid, they're successful now. End of story. End of story. So this dunya, Allah has given a guarantee to those people, subhanallah, who on their wazaif, on their regular prayers, their daily prayers, they are steadfast, either by leaving sins or by doing the good deeds. Allah says, I'll give you a guarantee now that you have no reason to fear or have grief. Jannah is open for you. Come, I invite you. Welcome, Allah says, welcome. Allahu Akbar. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. What a big guarantee Allah has given. And after that, another guarantee Allah is giving. This ajeeb point in the verse next. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. I've given you guarantee that you are successful. And second guarantee, Allah says, now what's the second guarantee? That these people will be in Jannah. أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. They are colleagues, comrades in paradise. Now here I'd like to explain a point to you, a beautiful point that emanates from this. We say walis of Allah, friends of Allah, ghawth, kutub, abdal, and many. How many abdals must be sitting? I say this openly. Only see, Allah knows best which people from amongst you are abdals. Yes, another maqamats of sheikhs and walis. Allah knows who will be sat here from our silsila as walis of Allah right now. We don't know, because Allah's given a sign. What does Allah said? Ulaika ashabul jannah. The who will be in Jannah, my brothers? Lallu pandu people? Yes, the person, everyone who reaches to paradise will be a wali Allah. Question doesn't arise that a person can be anything other than that. And he'll be a high grade, top grade wali Allah who will reach to Jannah. Everyone who gets to paradise. So here is good news, glad tidings. Allah says that if I've given you something, good deeds, a sheikh, then be regular and steadfast with your sheikh company. Even if your life is passing by, don't leave the hand of your sheikh. Oh, I need another sheikh. Let's go to that sheikh. Let's go to that wali. No. If Allah has given you a sheikh once, okay, I'll have him. Oh, I'll embrace his company and then I leave him. Those people will fail in the hereafter. But if you've got a sheikh, you're regular, then tests will come. Every good deed that Allah Ta'ala gives a person an opportunity to do, Allah gives a test. Allah Ta'ala tests him in one way. How? That does he embrace that deed and continue it, or does he leave it? Say subhanAllah. Remember this point. Very big point. I'm telling you, for the Sufis, that when Allah gives tawfiq to a person, that you get a sheikh and you get dhikr from that sheikh, you get his sohbat, his company, you get majalis gatherings, then the test that will come will be one. Shaitan will challenge you in one way, that take him out of the company of the sheikh. I've seen big, great people running away, that they've got deeds. Oh, I don't feel like going back to the sheikh's company. Oh, I don't like this. Now I've left the sheikh. I don't want to practice this. I'm going to do something else. Alternative, I've got options. I'm surprised that how shaitan influences person. But this is not easy to have istiqamat with the sheikh. I'll tell you this now. It's not a joke. So remember this massive point. The salik, the murid, the journeyman, he will get one obstacle continuously in this path, where shaitan will take the student away from the company of the teacher, and the student who runs away from the company of the teacher has failed. So remember this. Allah says, a person who's taken istiqamat, then in the world I will give him good news. What will he get? He will be a wali Allah. He's my friend. Allah Ta'ala says, my friend. Maybe he'll be an abdal, kutab, rabi, basri, alhamdulillah, something. Allah says, I won't tell everyone. It's not necessary that I make everybody a parent. Because some people from amongst the creation, Allah says, for reasons I make apparent who the walis of Allah, but there are many who are hidden. The people who love Allah aren't just a few that we see. Allah says, a few I make dhahir, apparent, visible, because I need them to do the work of the deen. So he is dhahir amongst the public. And people say, he's a wali Allah. But today, what is the masala, the issue? Allah has unraveled the secret. That who do we think are the walis of Allah? This is also a big issue. Who do we think are the walis of Allah? Those who advertise themselves? SubhanAllah. Those who publicize themselves, Look, I am a wali Allah. 5-6 jinns I've got in control with me. I've written a few books. 4-5 books I've published. And he drags all of his followers towards Jannat. He tells his students, I know what's in your heart. I can tell you what's happening in your home, in your heart, in your mind. And he shows magic. And he uses wrong means and resources. And we think that according to our standards that these are walis of Allah, foolish people. I saw a person, I think he was in such a place. Such people would run to him that it was surprising to see that those people who understood Quran, they knew that Allah Ta'ala has not shown us the signs of wali to be a person who is a magician. The signs of wali Allah, what? That person has istiqamat in his life, regular, steadfast, on the path of the deen. He's very, very regular, consistent, strong in practice. The question doesn't arise that the amal that Allah has given him from the beginning, that's become his life, and he'll never leave that deed, never. So this is the sign of the walis of Allah. So he stated the person who has this istiqamat within him, that person who is steadfast and regular, and he hasn't left that path Allah Ta'ala gave to him, he hasn't left that ni'mah. Allah says, I give a guarantee, ulaika ashabul jannah, he is a wali, he is my friend. And in Jannah, Allah says that person will be with those people in Jannah, the pious people. This is how great an action is, the action that's done with istiqamat, steadfast. أولئك أصحاب الجنة خالدين. Allah says خالدين فيها. Allah says forever. When Allah speaks about Jannah, we see Allah always says definitely خالدين فيها. What does this mean? What does this mean? Now, why does Allah say خالدين فيها when we speak about Jannah? There's a very beautiful, unique point here. That Allah Ta'ala, who is He addressing? That in such a place where we are sitting, that is very, very temporary. It's a short lived time span will be here. Who was here some time ago on this prayer mat? The Imam Sahib. Who is here now? Me. And then the dunya is like this, that within minutes the places change and the people change. Different people come to different seats, to different positions. You are lying down in a hospital in a bed. May Allah not allow anyone to lie down. Then that person leaves that bed. Within a few minutes, the same bed, the sheets will be changed, and a new patient will come. And maybe somebody you know who will be laying down in that bed, you don't know, he's passed away. And you'll be sat there yourself, oh, I've got a bed in the hospital. And then you're sat there. But just an hour ago, somebody's janazah left this bed. I saw this with my eyes. How quickly the position changed. That this person was lying down on the bed, he was dying, the curtains were drawn, he was taken from that bed, another person's waiting outside, he's not in a hospital bed, oh, your bed's ready, he comes inside, the bed is clean, sheets are changed, and he comes and lies down on the bed. So, خالدين فيها. But when we speak about Jannah, paradise, Allah Ta'ala draws out the sketch. Foolish people, where you're sitting is a temporary place, there's no limit, but where you are going, permanent, beyond permanent, no limit. No upper limit in that place. So Allah Ta'ala shows us that limitless is hereafter. What I'm saying to you, my servants, where you sat in the world, where you think you have headquarters, you're here forever, this is mine, that's mine, that's mine. Nothing is yours, that's what Allah says. Yours is the hereafter. Where? Jannah khalidina fiha, which is forevermore, subhanallah. So your bed will be your bed forevermore in paradise. Your palace will be your palace forevermore. You will have no inheritance, nobody to take from you, nobody can grab from you. No one. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Khalidina fiha. What a great point. And then further Allah Ta'ala says what? Jazaa'um bimakanu ya'malun. Verse concludes. And here Allah Ta'ala concludes about the people who are steadfast. That my jazaa, this will be my reward for you. That all the amal you implemented, now come the deeds. If you did deeds with istiqamat, then due to your steadfastness with my rahmah and my mercy, I will accept your deeds. Jazahum bima kanu ya'malun, Allah says. Subhanallah. So Allah is concluding with the statement. Otherwise, is my salah and your salah anything? Is my recitation your recitation anything? Is my hajj and umrah yours? Is it worth anything? Can anyone claim and give dawah today that my deeds, my salah is great? Don't ask. And those who do, they do claim. But we know our hal of our salah, our ibadah, the low quality. So Allah says, if you are regular and steadfast in your deeds, in your life, subhanAllah, then I see that quality, that you didn't leave that deed, you stuck to that deed, broken down, whatever you were, but you did it. You performed that deed, whatever ability you had and the energy you had, even your eyes are closing, but you completed your tasbih and went to sleep, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. That Allah Ta'ala says that I didn't tell you to run to work. I was the one to give you a job and allow you to be a taxi driver, give you business. Despite all of this, You never left your deeds, your ibadah. You came. That's just Muhammad Bai came now. He knew his time. Okay, he left everything. He's arrived, hasn't he? This is istiqamah. Allah Ta'ala says, in no way does he leave those actions that are a must. Regular, he tries himself. Allah's given me a ni'mah. Okay, let's get there at least. Subhanallah. And that istiqamah, he didn't was proud of it. I'm high in stages. I'm pious. I'm good. Look, big, great Malana Zate, Qari, Hazrat. Great personalities. What is it, alhamdulillah? That in the eyes of people they may seem small. Where are you going? They are great alims. Why are you going to this person? But in the eyes of Allah, they are greater than all of the alims. Subhanallah. Their maqam, no one can ask. The what ijaz and humility Allah has given to these great personalities, isn't it? Yes, they came from a pain. Oh, why are they going to these gatherings? Dhikr, shikr, they just do dhikr all day long. They don't know anything. But Allah Ta'ala says that whatever it is, who are these are those who have istiqamat, and they should be appreciated. Walayat. And those deeds that were broken down, Allah says, jazaa bima kanu yamalun. I'll give jazaa today due to these deeds. How? That jannah that I've sent them to, with the hisab that I've kept them. Now the amal that they will bring, the broken down amal, that nobody appreciates, but Allah says, I will elevate them with my rahmah, and according to the maqam, I will continue to give them jannah and paradise. Subhanallah. So see here, what a beautiful point of the Quran. Quran tells us beautiful things. Today I was reading the Quran. This verse has come to my in front of me. So I thought that upon this verse I should speak. Alhamdulillah. That the Quran, you can open any page in the Quran, any verse, alhamdulillah, will give you enjoyment. Your eyes will open. Subhanallah. What a beautiful point. What nasiha the Quran's given us. I was explaining to us. Yes, no preparation, nothing. The verse of the Quran. I said, subhanallah. This is a great thing. And the secrets are coming out from the Quran, and the beautiful hints Allah has given to us and direction. So what we should try to do is have istiqamat and regularity. Never leave that deed which is good. And this is the deed of goodness. It's a good deed. Why should we leave it? Why should we leave? What's the benefit of leaving it? Do it and complete it. That's why our pious elders state that when you go to a wali Allah, a friend of Allah, he never gives you too much to do. Do this, A, B, do this in the evening, morning, stacks of deeds, awabeen, do this and that. People in the beginning have desire, passion, they'll start to stand and pray, awabeen, salah after maghrib, etc. Those people who want to do everything under the sun, so that I'm seen and people see me, I'm doing ibadah. But the walis of Allah have said, no, don't do this. After 10 years, Hazrat Sahib gave me permission to pray awabeen, salah. Do you know this? After how many years? 10 years. This is the reason for this. The Shaykh knows if he starts today, he'll stop tomorrow. So rather than benefit, their action will give him loss. Loss. It will take him to his loss. So if the Wali of Allah, he gives you one tasbih, subhanallah, and you're regular on that, then just stick to that. Alhamdulillah. Stick to that. Adhere to that. In Bukhari, Sayyid Bukhari, there's a hadith. There was a companion, Sahabi, radiyallahu anhum, he used to do ibadah in the night. He had desire, then he left that action. The Nabi al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he realized this about his sahabi, his companion, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not happy with this. This is a hadith in Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not happy. That what action has he done here? That he's doing an action, then he leaves it? He leaves the steadfastness in the action? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked that. So it's so, Allah ta'ala dislikes that person who gets tawfiq to do tahajjud, then he leaves tahajjud. 4 days he prays, then he leaves. He's got the tawfiq, I want to keep fast. Then after keeping the fast, then he starts playing games and he doesn't fast on going. No, I did this many tasbihat, I have to do this action, I have to do this. He doesn't continue. Brothers, if you go to a wali Allah, you have a link with the wali Allah, the amount that wali Allah prescribes to you, be grateful and stick to that for the rest of your life. Stick to it, don't wilt. Don't leave and don't get to reverse. I saw this with Rasulullah. Hazrat Sahib was so halim, so merciful. He never gave anyone long prescription of dhikr. He gave less amount, but he delivered those people to the heights of wilayat. And we, do we want to eat the mango or do we want to count the seeds? This is a saying in Urdu. Do you want to eat the mango or do you want to count the number of seeds? Eat the mango, forget about the seeds. How many seeds inside? We want Jannah, we want Allah's rada pleasure, whether we get from one tasbih, that's enough. Why do we complain? Do we have to stay up all night long? Do you really want to stay up all night long? So this is the point. The asal, real, genuine factor is not quantity. What is it? Quality, istiqamah, regularity. And I'll give you the proverb here. I'm giving an example. Hazan Gohi, rahmatullahi, great personality. I share with you, and I heard this from my Sheikh, Hazan Sahib. And Hazrat Gangohi Sahib was from the same generation as my Shaykh. What a beautiful point. Hazrat said this until it's in my mind. Until today's in my mind. Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, said that Hazrat Gangohi Sahib stated that Wazaif A person doesn't become a waliullah by implementing his wazaif, his lessons. Rather, by being regular in his wazaif, he becomes a waliullah. What a massive point Hazrat Gangohi Sahib Ramdhan has told us. This is experience. Experience. Yes, I'm doing wazifa today, then I leave it tomorrow. A person never becomes a waliullah by doing wazaif. If you become a waliullah, it will be from one factor, one point. From istiqamat, may Allah give us all the tawfiq that whatever deeds Allah has given to us, once we start doing them, then we should be regular in them daily. We see that on Saturday we come, on Monday we come in the dhikr gathering, then fine, be regular in that on a Monday. May Allah give more tawfiq. If you see on Thursday night I come with ease to the dhikr gathering, then become regular in this Thursday night. If you're going dhikr in the morning, then be regular in this daily. Arrive there. And whoever takes istiqamat and observes istiqamah steadfast, you know, going to all the gatherings in every day of the week, then if he does one or two, then if he goes to all of them, then he will get that same reward. And look, Allah will give on the effort. So there, according to your capability, capacity, be regular in your deeds. And with regards to sins, those sins you are leaving, lying, backbiting, hasad, envy, anger, then be regular in this as well. If you've left lying, don't go back to lying. Left haram, don't come back to haram. Yes, istiqamah on both sides. That won't lie, I won't lie. Forget lying. Be gone with your lying. From both sides, do good deeds and leave sins. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq to be regular and steadfast. Ameen.